Before we go to the next step, there's a very important word which we need to explain, which is the word Baruch. If you want to talk about davening, Baruch is a ubiquitous word. And the truth is, it's not a very clear word what it means. Kosh Baruch Hu was Baruch. When Kosh Baruch Hu gives us a Baruch, so it means we are increased. We're davening for the person should give us. What exactly do we mean when we say Kosh Baruch Hu is Baruch? So there are different approaches. The Radak in his Sefer HaShroshim says that the word Baruchah is also found in the word for a Brecha. Brecha is a Mayan, which is something which puts out well springs of water. And the word Baruch, it means increase. But he says when it comes to regards to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which he itself is, he can't say the concept of increasing Bezivik Kadosh Baruch Hu does not really make sense. So what it means is it's a lashon of sheva pehilul. It's praise. Kadosh Baruch Hu is praised. And that's the taich of the word Baruch according to the Radak, and Ibn Yanach also translates the word Baruch. It's just a very basic praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I actually found there's a Siddur Hamavur. I picked it up one time, something years ago. See, every time he says the word Baruch, he says Mahulal, Hashem is praised. That's his translating of the word Baruch, and that's a valid translation according to that. The Ravidim Elazatzal says that the word Baruch is related to the word Berech, which is the knee, which we're bowing vis-a-vis Kodesh Baruch, we're lowering ourselves vis-a-vis Kodesh Baruch, and he sees it in that sense. What's interesting is that the Rechaim Belajner and Rav Hirsch both have an understanding of the word Baruch, which is very similar. And they use the word Baruch, meaning like the Radak says, it means increasing. So the word Baruch normally means to increase. So it also has to mean to increase. What does it mean to, what are we increasing? Where they disagree with, or where their approach is different, Rechaim Belajner and Rav Hirsch, as Rechaim Belajner is coming from a Pi Kabbalah, and Rav Hirsch is coming Rav Hirsch. Right, so Rechaim Belajner says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia. We know there's a seder of the lomas and the spheres, etc. Baruch Hu sends a certain amount of hashpa of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence into this world. That's what creates good tov in the world. Baruch Ato Hashem, he sees it as a tefillah. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to please increase himself. He says that Baruch Ato Hashem, you should be, there should be more hashpa of the Shem Havaya in the Bria. Should be much, and we have the audacity to make that request because you have shown Kadosh Baruch Hu that you are interested in being involved in the world and being mashpia into the world. You've shown that interest due to the fact that you have been Berei Pri HaGofen. You created Berei Pri HaGofen in indicating you're interested in being mashpia. So we're mispalo Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia more of himself into the Bria, and that's how Chaim Belajner says. Is the kavanah of the bracha? It says if you're not mechavel dead, you're not tefillah. That's how he's very very adamant. That's the title of the word. That's how you're supposed to have kavanah. You said the word bracha to Hashem. So he translates the word baruch meaning increasing, which is the way the Radak points out. That's what it normally means. Then. Rav Hirsch comes along and says Kamat the same thing, but as opposed to a tefillah where we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to do that, it's a pledge on our part that we're going to do that. We are going to make sure that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem is a mission statement. We are going to make Kadosh Baruch Hu more increased in the world, i.e. even as we more awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world through our actions. And we undertake that because Kadosh Baruch Hu is done all these chesedim and tovus for us, etc. Right, but our focus is that we are going to create more godliness, more Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. That's how Rav Hirsch touches it. It's interesting when Ali Shur brings down Rechaim Belajner, and Rechaim Belajner in the Nefesh HaChaim is very adamant that this is in sharp base. This is how you're supposed to touch Baruch. It's a tefillah. So Ali Shur, when he goes, touches the word, you know, how to have kavanah for bracha. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, our kavanah is Kadosh Baruch Hu, the source of all bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem does not mean that we're going to actually increase the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of all increase in the world, all rebuy in the world, everything which comes, the type which comes to the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of that. And he says that's Reb Chaim Volozhiner's pshat. I have to tell you, I don't see that in Reb Chaim Volozhiner. But if that's true, that would get us away a little bit, at least, that a person with Mechavim like that, Kodesh Baruch Hu is... It's a praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not a bakasha, it's not a promise, and it's praise. And but the praise is not Mahulah Hashem, Hashem is praised, but a specific praise that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of all brach. That's how the Rav Olbe and Ali Shur understands it. The morale, actually, when he talks about Baruch, he does point out that the word Baruch is, as opposed to Klola, or the opposite of Baruch is Arur. So Baruch starts, these three letters are Beis, Reish, and Chof. All of them are doubles. Beis is 2 times 1, Chof is 2 times 10, and Reish is 2 times 100. So in all of the different places where you're going to put your digits, this is the idea of increase. One is Echad. There's no concept of Ribui, when you're talking about Echad, but something is one. The world of Ribui always occurs when you're talking about two or more. There's two, there's one, and then there's more than one. Those are the two groups. There's two and ten are just variations on the theme of how much more. So the word Baruch contains in it the idea of Ribui, because Baruch is... So when we give somebody a bracha, we're saying that he should be nisrab. We say Baruch vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that would fit with the idea that the Nefesh HaChaim is saying, or Rav Hirsch is saying, that the idea of the Rebbe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. What you need to be masber, according to all these so there's different explanations. So Bishlam, you tell me that, so I'm eating bread, and I want to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving me bread. So I say, Mahulah Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you praise the fact that you gave me bread. You know, go back to the Ibn Yanach and the Radak. I say, okay, I understand. Part of Chazar Mechayim, before I eat something, I have to make a bracha. The person of Chidus Himei, Baruch Hashem, Yom. That's what increases the awareness of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria. That's our year of Shemayim. Person is mechuyav to say 100 brachas a day. That gives you your shema. So everything I do, I recognize it comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu by saying thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Very basic, very logical, make a lot of sense. Why is this an opportunity now? I'm sitting down to eat lunch, I have some vegetables, and I say, I have a new commitment to the Rebbe of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Bria, the Hirsch. You know, so for the chicken, I make one commitment, and for the potatoes, I make a second commitment, and for my apple at the end, I make a third commitment, and for the cake, I make a fourth commitment, and for the wine, I make a fifth commitment. So they tell me it's thank you. Thank you, you know, you may understand, you know. The correct way to say thank you is really understand each element you're getting is something extraordinary, and you have to say thank you. But why is it over here? And the same thing with the Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner, that I'm turning over the whole Bria. So, I mean, what they're seeing in Bracha is something which we lose, where we lost it. They're seeing every Bracha as an opportunity for a person to rededicate himself. Every time a person eats something, the awareness of what we're doing when we eat should be over so powerful to us that we could use it as an opportunity to rededicate ourselves to Avodas Hashem. So a lunch is not just a lunch. A lunch is a whole process of human being recognizing Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed that he took care of us and rededicating our lives to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu, or making a bakasha that Baruch Hashem should increase his presence and awareness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Bria. That's what all these things should do for us. So a person gets up in the morning and he says, Pekech Ivrim, a person would be mispoil and pekechi properly, so obviously he would, you know, he would be so mispoil from pekechi Ibrahim that he would really change his, make a commitment. Personal anecdote: I had cataract surgery in both eyes, and like you don't really, a person has cataract doesn't realize, sometimes you don't realize how much of the vision is obscured, because that's like, it happens slowly over a period of time. The person doesn't realize like how much is obscured. So I didn't realize how much the difference it made in certain areas, but you know, with the nighttime was very hard, but at daytime, like, you know, so put more lights in, you know, etc. So I had my surgery, had my first eye, and then they do one eye at a time, they'll do both eyes at the same time. So they have the patch on, and I take the patch off, and I'm looking white, and I realize, like, I haven't seen white in years. That what I saw, what I looked at, thought was white, was really this color, as opposed to white. And it was like the most overwhelming experience. I remember standing in the in yeshiva, Tel Yeshiva, the only place where there's white tiles, white walls, is in the bathroom. And the bathroom was in the sinks, sink room. I remember standing in the sink room, just staring at the tiles. I was just enjoying white. And all these guys were walking by, like, what is Reingold doing? But I was so overwhelmed with the beauty of the sight. I'm able to see white. All the walls are yellow, and they're, you know, yellow. It's like, it was just, I couldn't take my eyes off. My eye off. My other eye was still seeing yellow. I remember that morning when I said the Kayach Ivrim, I had, you know, this tremendous kavana. I mean, his mom says, it's in the world. I was seeing things, I was noticing things. I was a rabbi, I couldn't see the back of the room. I couldn't see what was going on in the back of the shiur. I made every effort to make sure the kids did not know that. I'd walk around the room a lot, make sure I wasn't standing in the back. I would just make sure because I couldn't see what was going on. You know, the kids could be doing who knows what in the back. I have no idea what they're doing. I couldn't see that back, the fire in the shiur. So I said B'kech Ivrim with this tremendous outpouring of thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Mamash, I can see. It was, and we say, yeah, the rest of our life we're always going to say with that same kavana. Didn't work. And what Revolver is saying is that a person stops when he says a bracha, and he reinforces to himself because bracha is the source of everything. Everything which we have, all the chesed which we have, that the process of bracha is that act of reinforcing to ourselves. So in a certain sense, all of them are true. A person prays the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The pasuk clearly says, the Chazal say it's coming to increase a Yerushalayim. You know, it's a drasha. It's a drasha's Chazal. There's one sheet that holds the rice. It's the mayor bracha is before you. We all pass this to the Rabbanim. That's not the Baal. But a person comes along, and that awareness creates praise on one side, creates commitment on the other side. Through the recognition of the Chassad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much he's given us, we feel this. So Chazar Masakim says we daf Baruch Hu, each individual thing. So Countess of Shemoneh Esrei, obviously, you know, the word Baruch is a very powerful word. Okay.